was constructed and opened this past summer to meet the federal standards that go into effect for how records have to be stored. They're codified in the federal regulations, and it's the most modern facility at this time within the National Archives system, which allows us to store these permanent records in archival conditions for future generations to use.
So it sounds like this might be the last and final and ultimate palace of paper.
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's one way you could talk about it, Tom. The records that we have here are paper-based records. They extend from in the 1800s up through the 20th century. Once the various agencies and military departments began creating electronic records, they're obviously storing and servicing those records right now in that electronic format. But we have all the paper records that are permanent, some 100 million, as you mentioned. And these are permanent records of the United States, and we have to keep them for as long as possible for historians, family members, genealogists to use.
I have got to ask, when I think of 2 million cubic feet of records, paper, the first thing I think is, oh my goodness, how do you keep it from bursting into flame? Or how do you keep it protected from floods? I mean, natural disasters happen.
Well, basically, the standards that we've implemented in the design and construction of this facility are the most modern ones. The records are stored in storage bays. There's 15 separate structures. They each have their own fire suppression system and separated by concrete walls for fire breaks. We have in the design and in before the build of this, the entire system had to be tested. So there was computer simulation that was done, and there was also live fire testing that was done to see how it would perform in the event of a fire. And it performed wonderfully, well below the 300 cubic feet maximum that the National Archives would allow for records to be damaged in a fire. And this one performed at about 163 cubic feet. So it's a very safe system. It's very secure and has wonderful environmental conditions for the long-term retention of these records.
Brian McGraw is director of the National Archives at St. Louis. Now, is this open to the public? Can someone go in and check their records or records of loved ones? Who can go in and who goes in permanently?
Sure. This is a public facility. It's a combination of different types of records based upon how old they are. When a subject of the record, the military personnel record, reaches 62 years after that person was separated from the military, retired, had a death in service, 62 years after that point. So this date, October the 19th, 1949 and earlier, all of those records are open to the public. Any record newer than that, so if you're a Vietnam veteran, a newer veteran, those records are not yet open, and the access to those records is limited to the subject of the record, the agency that created it. But any record that's archived, like I said, this date, 1949 and earlier, is open to the public, and that's a rolling date. So each day, another group of records is open to the public.
I got to believe that you have the most organized staff in the history of all mankind to be able to keep track of all of this, and an organization system to keep track of all of these records.
It's a very sophisticated system. It's not uncommon what you would find in any archive facility in the United States, specifically in NARA. We have very rigorous controls. We know where the record is at all times through intellectual custody. We have a computer database that we know where each record is, so people can search those records, find them quickly, get those to the customer or to the agency that needs them.
So much energy has gone into electronic records and trying to make sure that those are retrievable and savable in the future. Mm-hmm. But has the art of paper preservation and paper records retention, is that also evolving too?
Yes. I mean, we constantly are looking for new ways to keep the records in a serviceable condition. And there's a variety of things that you have to take into account, from obviously the environmental conditions, the accessibility and things of that nature. But paper is largely a very stable media. It is something that will last for hundreds of years if you have them in the right conditions and don't abuse them, so to speak. So in that sense, it's probably not much different than the electronic in the sense that they can be around for a long time and in the right conditions with the right treatments. They'll last for hundreds and hundreds of years.